Welcome to the Fantasy Champions Fantasy Football Podcast. Here's your host, Morgan Colby and Rick Lemon.
Welcome on into the Fantasy Champions Fantasy Football Podcast. Today we got a lot to talk about. We got the Thursday night preview here in week 16. We're talking playoffs. This is going to be a big one. We got the Saints and Rams, should be a good game. Just me today, no Morgan. We're splitting up again. But before we get into the show, make sure you check out our website at thefantasychampions.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at BFFChamps, Instagram at TheFantasyChampions, Facebook.com/FantasyChampions, TikTok at TheFFChamps. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any other podcasting platforms, please leave a review, share it with your friends, and if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, click the bell for notifications, like and comment below. You might have some starts and sit questions, and this is going to be a big week for it, obviously, as we're getting into the heart of the fantasy football playoffs. I hope your team won last week. I know Morgan's team won in our home league. I went, I want to say like 3-3 my dynasty league. So definitely could have been better. Had a couple stud players that didn't show. And then some guys kind of came out of nowhere. And that's how it always is with fantasy football playoffs. But it is kind of tough. But hopefully you're still in it. And if you are, you definitely want to listen to this show. So let's get into it. Without further ado, we got the Saints and the Rams for Thursday Night Football Week 16. I don't hate it. You know, it's a good matchup. This game has serious playoff implications in the NFC. Saints are going for their division. Rams are going for the wild card. And I think as of now, both these teams could actually make it as wild card teams, depending on how the rest of the season plays out. So we're looking at two potential playoff teams in a big game. There's definitely some players that will be involved in your fantasy lineup for this game. So there's a good chance that you'll have somebody in it. The over and under for this game is 45.5. So Vegas expects there to be some scoring, which is good. And if we go and look at sleeper, we're going to look at, we'll start off with, I think the Saints. We'll start off with the road team. And we got Derek Carr, quarterback, who had been banged up all year. He's had his ups and downs. Is coming off a really good game. Actually, his best game of the season, getting 20 points, 3 touchdowns versus the Giants at home. Carr, though, is not a guy you want to start every single week. He's not somebody who I think if you made it this far is probably not going to be in your lineup this week. And but let's say, you know, you have some quarterback injuries, some things have been going on. And you're looking at streaming options for your playoff matchup this week. I probably wouldn't look at Derek Carr. I know it's not a bad matchup against the Rams. It's coming off a really good game. But he has just been so inconsistent throughout the course of the season. It's really, really hard to trust him on a Thursday night football game. I think there's probably some better options out there for you at quarterback. Despite, again, coming off a really good game. I don't know. It would have to depend on your league. I know he's owned in not a ton of leagues, so he's probably available. But, you know, I know, for example, in our league, somebody had dropped Kyler Murray. And I think if he's available in your league, in a 10-person league, a 12-person league, and you have some quarterback injuries, like he's an obvious pickup over Derek Carr for me. Maybe someone like a Brock Purdy, if he's somehow available, which he was dropped a couple weeks ago in our league. He should be picked up. So there's definitely some guys out there that I would choose over Derek Carr. But again, it depends on your league, how desperate you are. I mean, it's not like the end of the world. I think I'm going to have him ranked as like probably like QB 16 this week. So take that with if you can find, you know, 15 guys that are better than Carr that you can plug in, go ahead and do that. But again, with injuries and everything going on, you might not be able to do that. But overall, I would say no for Derek Carr. At the running back position, we have Mr. Alvin Kamara, who's had a great season since coming back from the suspension. He's the RB5 every single week. In PPR, this dude is a machine because he still, at this point in his career, at worst, gets 3 catches a game. But he's usually sitting at, you know, he'll get, he's had a couple games at 4. couple games at 6, couple games at 7. He's had double digits twice this year as well. He's had 2 games at 14 targets. So he's just a PPR machine at the running back position. He's an RB1. So he's a must start every single week. And as for this week, the matchup against the Rams, I do not hate it. I don't hate it at all. The Rams defense has been a little not great. They have been good against running backs. They are pretty good against the run, but overall their defense has been up and down this season. So, and Kamara isn't, you know, a pure running back either. He gets so many passing opportunities that even if it's a tough matchup, it should be good. It shouldn't be anything that you should be worried about. So I'm very, very comfortable with Kamara, and he's probably one of the reasons you're here in the first place. So ride the wave. He's a low end RB1. Now we get to the receiver position. I think Chris Olave, so this last report on Wednesday said that he doesn't have an injury designation for Thursday's game. So that means he's in. He's had himself kind of an inconsistent season as well. Had some really disappointing games earlier in the year, week 4 against Tampa, week 5 against New England, it wasn't great. Week 8 against the Colts wasn't great, but he's had more good games than not. And although he's been a little bit disappointing, he's still been solid. And if he's in and ready to go, I know I have him in at least one league that I'm in the face playoffs with, and he will be in my starting lineup. So if he's available, he's ready to play, you got to play him, Chris Olave. Again, he's had two to three bad games all year, but for the most part, he has been really, really solid. And he's a wide receiver too. I mean, he's a legit wide receiver too when he's healthy. So he's a must start. I think Michael Thomas is still on IR. I want to say not expected to return this week. So he's out. And then I want to say Raheem Shaheed had a big game last week. No, he didn't. He had four targets, 3 catches. Man, who had the touchdowns? I know Jimmy Graham had one. Was it A.T. Perry maybe? I don't think he did anything actually either. Yeah, 2 targets. So outside of Chris Olave, I don't really think there's a ton there at the wide receiver position that you want to go after and start this week. Let me just confirm who was scoring the touchdowns. I think it was Graham had one. Yep. Juwan Johnson. So 2 tight ends. And then Keith Kirkwood, 1 catch for 7 yards and a touchdown. He is a wide receiver. I would not be starting Keith Kirkwood. So the only guy at the wide receiver position that you should probably start, not even sure you should start, is Chris Olave. At tight end, we kind of gave a quick preview there with Juwan Johnson. I would not start him, though. I know he had a decent week this past week, but he's had some injuries, but even when he's out there, this hasn't really been that great. 2 targets this week, so nothing you really want to look at. Jimmy Graham, touchdown machine, but if it's not a touchdown, he's not going to do anything. I think he has touchdown 3 straight weeks, but he also has a total of 5 targets in those 3 weeks. So I'm not starting Jimmy Graham. I'm out on him as well. The only tight end that you probably should consider is Taysom Hill, who isn't really a tight end. He's a utility player coming off a really bad week against the Giants. They didn't really use him. They didn't really have to use him. And call it a gut play, I don't hate Taysom Hill this week. I think coming off the 1-point week, and if you just look back at the weeks beforehand, he was on quite a pretty good tear, and then to start the year, he didn't really do anything. This feels like a game where I could very easily see a goal line Taysom Hill touchdown. And if you're really desperate at tight end, he's probably available in leagues. I would pick him up and start him for this week, but you know, it's Taysom Hill, so you can't really trust it. But at the same time, the boom potential that he brings in the tight end position, I think would be worth it if you don't have a tight end in place already. So that does it for the Saints. As for the Rams, we'll start with quarterback Matt Stafford, who has been probably the hottest quarterback in the NFL. Not many people are talking about this, but since the bye week, he has been really, really good. And for fantasy purposes, you can take out week 11. So since week 11, he has put up 24, 22, 23, and 18 fantasy points. He's been a starter quarterback every single week for your fantasy lineup. He's been a top 10 quarterback every single week the last 4 weeks in a row. And against the Saints at home, not a great matchup. It is at home, but the Saints have been pretty good on defense this year, so it does make me worry. Having a healthy Puka and Cooper Kupp, though, is a pretty good duo there at wide receiver, and they have been clicking on all cylinders. So I don't hate it if you want to ride with Stafford and ride the wave. You know, maybe you had a quarterback injury. Let's say you had CJ Stroud or something, and you picked up Matt Stafford, and you won your game last week. Keep rolling with it. I would take Stafford over Derek Carr this week. If you're asking me which quarterback to start, and you have to start one, I would choose Matt Stafford. But again, he's not going to be a top, probably not top 10 in my rankings. So there is someone out there. Like, I think I'll probably have Kyler higher than him this week. So Kyler Murray would be that guy. But I'll probably have Stafford around top 12. We'll see. But shouldn't be too bad. Shouldn't be too bad. So if you want to start, go ahead. Now, at running back, we have a guy who came out of nowhere in the beginning of the year, ended up going on IR. People kind of forgot about him, and then he came back, and we weren't really sure how he'd produce. And he has produced, I mean, in a big way. 33 touches last week for Kyren Williams. He's a workhorse, one of the few workhorses in this league. And again, like I said, kind of came out of nowhere. Definitely should start him, even in a tough matchup. He probably has helped carry you to this point. So Kyren Williams, I expect to have another good game. Might not put up 24 again. I could see him getting under 20, but still getting like, you know, 15, 16, and that's a good start. So should definitely be in your starting lineup despite the tough matchup. He's RB 8 this year, and he missed 4 games. So the dude has been an absolute beast. The offense kind of runs through him. And as I said, since week 12, since Kyren came back, I think Cooper Kupp kind of came back. He might have came back earlier. Let me go double check. But yeah, he did come back earlier. Wow, he came back way earlier. Why was I thinking? I don't know. Maybe it was Puka. Somebody else. One of the other two receivers got hurt as well and missed a game. I guess it wasn't Puka. I could have sworn somebody else got hurt. Anyway, since week 12, since Kyren has come back, Stafford has been electric. Kyren Williams has been electric. And that Rams offense has been electric. So keep riding the wave. Now, speaking of those two stud receivers, we'll talk about them. Puka Nacua. There was concerns that when Cooper Kupp came back, that his hot start would kind of fall off because he was playing the Cooper Kupp role. And that is true. He did kind of fall off a little bit. But, and I think Morgan and I talked about this at the time, we expected him to fall off. So I think we had him as a sell, but I remember saying like, he's not going to fall off the face of the earth and he's still going to have some good games. And that's how it's been. He's had some good games. He's had some stinkers in there and, you know, he hasn't been getting that 25. I don't think he's had like more than 23 in a week, but he's still been a really, really good wide receiver too. Kind of that Chris Olave tier since Cooper Kupp has come back. So still a must start, still been really good. And I could see him even getting touchdown this week. I feel like he might be due for a tutty. So I like Puka Nacua against the Saints. They're probably going to put Marshawn Lattimore against Cooper Kupp. So could end up seeing some nice matchups there for Puka Nacua, and could have a decent week. And then speaking of the man, the myth, the legend, the former fantasy playoff MVP, the former fantasy MVP in general, Cooper Kupp. Has had his struggles this year, it's hard for me to say, but I don't think he's the same player he was 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still a very, very good receiver. And the last 3 weeks, he has put up some big numbers, especially the last 2 weeks, back-to-back 25 point weeks for Cooper Kupp. So he's still Cooper Kupp. He's still that guy. I think if if you're in this spot, you have him on your team, you probably have started him the last couple of weeks. He's probably helped you get to this point. He is a must start for me as well. I don't know if either Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua net necessarily puts up wide receiver one numbers this week, but I think they will both be wide receiver twos and both kind of like Kyren get you like around 15 fantasy points and will do just okay in your starting lineup. Now let's finally talk about the tight end position. We have Tyler Higbeast, who has been up and down this year, has had his moments, but has been very inconsistent, which is like most tight ends in that middle pack. And up against the Saints, I believe, I will double check real quick on my phone, but I believe that is a very tough matchup for tight ends. I know the Saints defense in general has just been very good this year. But tight end is a weird position because sometimes teams will have good defenses, but for some reason struggle against tight ends. And exactly. So speaking of which, the Saints 21st against tight ends, according to Sleeper, that's a late green matchup. So you want to take that risk for Tyler Higbee, go ahead. But personally, I would stay away. The only guys I'd really want to start would be Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and obviously Kyren Williams. Stafford, if you need a quarterback, I'm very okay with. So yeah, the Rams offense, I don't hate it, even in a kind of a tough matchup. They've just been playing at a very high level the last couple weeks. So that will do it, fantasy champions. This is a big week, big week. Hopefully you get that win. For the game, Morgan is going to pick the Rams. He's 8-7 on the year. I'm somehow 13-2. I'm also going to ride with the Rams, though. I think they win this one. Could go either way, though. This is a pick'em game, even though we both have the Rams. So it'll be a close one. It'll be a close one for sure. So with that said, don't forget to check out our website at thefantasychampions.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And we will talk to you Thursday, I believe. Thursday or Friday. Something like that. See you guys later.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Champions Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and YouTube and follow us on Twitter at TheFFChamps.